Hello, I'm Keith Powell, and welcome to Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. And his Dreamland Band, beginning today's edition of Jazz for the Asking with The Wailing Boat. Well, welcome to the program. It's very nice to have you with us. On today's program, we're going to be continuing our series, The Dutch Jazz Scene Revisited. But before we do, here is a fantastic recording from Grant Green from the album Carrying On, Upshot. The
We'll be right back.
Green from the album Carryin' On with Upshot. You're listening to Jazz for the Asking, coming to you from PCJ Radio International. We now continue a series of special programs that we started running a couple of months ago called The Dutch Jazz Scene Revisited. It was produced by Radio Nederland, the Dutch International Service, in the 1970s, and takes a look at the time, new and upcoming jazz artists. After this series concludes, later on in the year, we will bring you the more later edition of the series that was produced in 2010. It's produced and presented by Mike Deralter.
For today's program, we have combined solo performances by two leading improvisers in the contemporary field. Leo Kuipers, who strictly uses the old-fashioned piano, and first Jasper van 't Hoff, who also plays regular piano, but is much more involved with electronics. He uses a fairly simple set: electronic piano with echo, a small electric organ, a rhythm box, and a few pedals for effects. Jasper van 't Hoff is involved in the rock scene, pop music, but mainly jazz. Here he is solo, playing his own notenboom, which is something like nut tree. Jasper van 't Hoff on electric piano and organ, improvising on his tune Notenboom, Nut Tree. Leo Kuipers is frequently heard with the Willembroker Collective, but in a way specializes in solo concerts. Originally a drummer, he later studied piano at the conservatory. His highly individual way of playing is easily recognized. Sometimes you hear the drummer in this pianist-composer. Three tunes, each one going right into the other. First, the smoke expeller, then the goodies box of the Lady Smith, and finally, Lovely Rita. This is Leo Kuipers. Thank you. That was the music of Leo Kuipers. He played solo piano and was recorded live, like Jasper van 't Hof, who was the first soloist in today's program. Your radio station has every information about this series. Anyway, we hope you'll be able to catch some more of our music. Till next time, this is Mike de Ruyter.
Program 10 of the Dutch Jazz Scene Revisited, produced and presented by Mike de Ruyter. The program was from Radio Nederland, the Dutch International Service. And you're listening to Jazz for the Asking, coming to you from PCJ Radio International. Now, if I say the name John Phillips, Mamas and Papas, you wouldn't think of jazz, now would you? But Wes Montgomery did just that with a few other compositions. Here's one of the most famous ones by the Mamas and the Papas, California Dreamin', given the Wes Montgomery treatment. Well, there we had a couple of jazzed up, non-traditional standards, Hi-Ho, from the Disney film Snow White with Dave Brubeck. And before that, Wes Montgomery playing John Phillips of the Mamas and Papas California Dreaming with orchestra conducted by Oliver Nelson. And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. Our email address is very simple. It's jazz@pcjmedia.com. Once again, jazz@pcjmedia.com. We're going to close today with Joe Henderson on tenor sax, Lee Morgan on trumpet, Curtis Fuller on trombone, Bobby Hutchinson on vibes, Sutter Walton on the piano, Ron Carter on bass, Joe Chambers on drums. It's from the album Mode for Joe, recorded in 1966, which also happens to be the name of the track, and was composed by their pianist, Cedar Walton. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Powell, wishing you well, saying so long, and take care.
Thank you. Thank you.